So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing transactions involving ambiguous expressions. Amar yachlik pelayni binechasai palga. If someone said, let this person divide in my estate, he gets half the estate. However, if he said, tnu chelik lepelayni binechasai, give him a portion of my estate, this expression can be interpreted two ways. Loshen chalukahu, upalga kashokal. He may have intended to divide the estate and the recipient gets half. Or chelik haro litin kamar, ubedas bezdin talo hadav lashar. He may have intended to give him the smallest portion of the estate that Bezdin deems appropriate in each case. The Gemara says that it depends on the well-known machlokes. According to Sumchus, who holds Mam Namut Basavik Chalkin, two litigants usually divide the disputed amount. Ein Pachas Mirviya, he gets at least a quarter of the estate, because since he is certainly entitled to the minimal amount, and the question is regarding to the difference between the minimal amount and half the estate, he receives a little more than a quarter of the estate, thereby dividing the questionable sum. However, as the Rashbam points out based on the Braiso, according to the Rabban who disagree with Simchas and hold that we do not divide disputed property, but rather Hamitzim Echaber or Lav Haraya, the burden of proof rests upon the claimant. He gets only the minimal amount determined by Bezin unless he can prove that the owner intended a larger gift. The Gemara continues, Ben Levi Shemacher Sada Yisrael, Amanas Shemaisarishan Shali, Maisarishan Shaloi. If a Levi sold his field to another Jew on condition that the buyer will give him the maaser of the future crops, the agreement is binding. Furthermore, im amar li ulavonai, meis yitin labanov. He can also stipulate that the buyer will give the maaser to his sons after his death. However, im amar loy kozman shasad zubiyatcha, if he stipulated the agreement should last as long as the buyer owns the field, machra b'chazra b'lakcha ein loy lav klum. If the buyer sells the field and then buys it back, the agreement is no longer in effect. The Gemara explains, although in odemakna dovish lebel oilom, a person cannot affect a transaction regarding an object that does not yet exist, such as the future maiserishin, nevertheless, the transaction is effective because shiyuri shayri lamoka maiser. As Rashbam explains, in odem masnal chinam, he did not make a useless stipulation, and so he must have intended to retain sufficient ownership in the field to entitle him to 1/10 of the produce. Therefore, the Rashbam explains, "Kivin the mishum yitru loshen hu dai lonu iyahani lamai shapirish." The superfluous expression did not expressly include this right for his children, and he needs to add an explicit condition to include them. Based on this ruling, Rish Lakish says, "Hamoicha bayis lechaveri amanasha yuta aliyah halyoynishali yuta aliyoynishaloi." If someone sells a house on condition that he retains the rights to the fenced rooftop, this agreement is binding. Now, our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak ruled, V'loyas hagag bizman sheyesh lemaka. A fenced rooftop is not automatically included in the sale. Therefore, this redundant expression must give the seller additional rights, and the Gemara cites a machlekes what is included. Rav Zvid Amar, Shemrotz lahitzi bazizin maitzi. He may extend beams over the buyer's property. However, a puppet disagrees, because kulahai loyahani tanai l'shayir mokam imasha machar. A superfluous clause does not give the seller rights in the area in the yard that he sold. Therefore, Rapapa Amar Shimratza Livnas Ali al Gaba Abaina, he may rebuild the upper story if it collapses. However, Rav Zvid disagrees because La'asika Daite, since it is not common for it to collapse, he does not think to stipulate regarding such a scenario. The Gemara cites the next Mishnah Adav Samach Dalad. V'loya Sabor V'loya Sadus Afa Bishakasa Le'um Kaveruma. Even if the seller specifies he is selling the depth and height of the property, the water pits and cisterns are not included. The Gemara cites two interpretations. Umkavaruma bistama loikani. The rights to the airspace and the ground under the house are not automatically included in the sale. Therefore, hani umkavaruma lemikne umkavaruma. When he specifies that he's including the depth and the height, this refers to the rights to dig under the house and to build on this roof. Therefore, tzarach lemichtiv lei, if he wants to include water pits, water cisterns, and tunnels, he needs to specify further that he's including everything from the depth of the earth to the sky. The rights to the airspace and the ground under the house are automatically included in the sale even if he did not specify it. Therefore, lemikni barvedus mechilais, a kasavle umkavaruma kani vi loy kasavle kani. The additional specification regarding depth and height suffice to include the water pits and cisterns. The Gemara cites Rish Lakish's earlier ruling as proof. When someone sells a house on condition that he retains the rights to the fenced rooftop, this agreement is binding. And Rav Papa explained, as the Gemara now understands, Shem rotza livnes ali al gaba baina. He may build an upper story on the roof. Now the Gemara asks, Is lagadaita mishtama loikani lama li al manas? Apparently the airspace of the property is automatically included in the sale, and the seller needs to exclude them explicitly as explained by the second interpretation of the Mishnah. The Gemara answers, Ahani le amanas di enough al hadur banile. Rav Papa refers to the right to rebuild the roof if it collapses, and this is certainly not automatically included in the sale. The Gemara now cites the continuation of our Mishnah Daf Samach Alef as proof. V'loyis agag b'zman sheyesh le'maka gavoya asar tfachem. If the roof has a fence 10 tfachem high, it is a separate entity and not included in the sale of the house. Behuda Imer, im yesh le'tzuris pesach afa pisha in gavoya yutfachem einem macher. If one can access the roof through a proper doorway, even if the fence is not 10 tefachim high, the roof is not included in the sale. The Gemara points out, If the airspace is automatically included in the sale, even a 10 tefach high roof should be sold. The Gemara answers, If it has a proper fence, it is a significant area of its own, and is not included in the sale like ordinary airspace.